Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Goodluck India Limited Q1 FY25 earnings conference call. We have with us today Mr. M.C. Garg, Chairman and Managing Director, and Mr. Ram Agrawal, Chief Executive Officer. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phones. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to M.C. Garg, Chairman and Managing Director of Goodluck India Limited, for his opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Hello. Good morning to all of you. I welcome you all on this conference call. I am pleased to share with you highlights of the company in the first quarter. And I take pleasure to inform you that for the first time, company dispatches crossed 1 lakh ton in the first quarter. And it was a continued growth. Year on year, we have grown by around 17%. And profit have jumped by around 27%. And the results are in your hand, you must have noticed it. The Indian economy is growing. The domestic demand is strong. Of course, there were challenges in the first quarter because of the national election. There was a lot of uncertainty and disturbance all over. In spite of those challenges, we have recorded a reasonably good growth over year on year. We are expanding our investment in the plant of Precision Tube. Continued as per schedule. The plant is likely to be commissioned by end of August. Trial production will start and the commissioning commercial production should start a month after. This plant is one of its own kind, one of its own range. First plant in India, one of the first plants in India, and there are very few plants in the world to cater to that range. We will be making, it will replace seamless pipe. And these products which we are going to make are going to be of immense use all over the world. Demand is very high for the construction industry. You know, there are destruction taking place, the war taking place, and once the war will be over today or tomorrow, maybe month or two, the reconstruction will start. At that time, there is going to be huge opportunity and we will be there. Besides that, our subsidiary, Goodluck Defense and Aerospace, work on that plant is going as per schedule, rather ahead of schedule. Our land development is over, shed is under completion, machinery will come by November, and we are likely to start trial production by end of the fourth quarter, and the production should start in the first quarter of next year, while it is almost 6 to 8 months ahead of schedule. We will be manufacturing 155mm gun shells. And that production, as of date, we have a very strong demand with us. The inquiry is very encouraging and we hope that this plant commissioning will be a game changer to the company. Besides that, we continue to grow and we will continue to grow. We are generally, for last 3 years, we have been growing at the rate of almost 20%. We hope to grow. However, there are challenges I can share with you in export. In particular, we are almost doing 25% exports. And for last 2-3 months, there has been a logistic challenge. The ship shortage is there, so container shortage is there, and this is affecting our working. But in spite of that, our business model is like that. We are a diversified product company. Product profile, market profile will see us through. We'll be the least affected by these challenges, and management is confident to sail it through. I have explained to you limited manner, whatever company is doing, and I am confident that in time to come, we are going to meet our targets, and we are given the guidance earlier. And now I hand over to you, to Mr. Ram Agarwal, CEO.
Hi, good morning, everybody. Thank you for joining us today. I appreciate you taking the time to participate in our earnings call for the quarter ending June 30. Mr. Garg has described the market position in a very crisp manner, but however, I would like to say that the steel industry in which we are, a cornerstone of our industrial sector, has experienced a mixed performance over the last quarter. On the one hand, domestic demand for steel product has remained robust, driven by the ongoing infrastructure development and a revival in construction activities, rising demand in metro rail projects, defense sectors such as automotive, real estate, capital goods continued to show a strong demand for steel. As the budget was very clear, our India is likely to become the third largest economy in the world with a projected GDP of 5 trillion. However, Niti Aayog has given a target of 30 trillion. However, it seems very far, but it is not very, very far. In my opinion, what they have given 30 trillion by 2047, it will not be a difficult task with the speed what India is progressing. Economic activity in the country has demonstrated remarkable resilience, dynamism in the last quarter. I am very much amazed that government is thinking of a 10 times expansion. We are at 3.4 trillion, the government is talking of 30 trillion. It's a leap in the future. The government of India's ongoing commitment to increasing infrastructure spending, it is really remarkable. The huge investment announced in the latest budget, it is 11.11% of our GDP, or you can say 11.11 lakh crore for the infra. It is a very big, if we consider it, if we compare it with US, US spending is almost 2.5%, whereas China, which is the icon of the infrastructure development, it is 5%. Whereas we are at 3.4%, so we are not very far away. We are going on the way of the China. So as a result, as any country, it has expanded over the back of the infra only. And government of India has really appreciated this, and we are going on the same track. As far as our company is concerned, for the three first months of FY25, we recorded a total operating income standalone 904 crores as compared to 846 crore, which we achieved in Q1 FY24. The substantial growth was driven by infra, auto, defense, and aero. These are the sectors which company has pursued, and I believe as per the government documents, as per the government actions, these are the sectors which government is emphasizing, and company is already targeting these sectors. So the demand and the company expansion, it looks in the same range. Our EBITDA for the period stands for 79.65 crore. It is up from 70.87 crore in the same period of FY24. This improvement in EBITDA, it can be attributed to many reasons. In my opinion, EBITDA increased due to emphasis on the value-added sectors. We have increased the value addition in comparing to the last one, 17% we have increased in value-added sectors. And our continuous improvement in technology and updating the plant continuously to optimize the cost. System-driven data is helping us our marketing innovations. However, due to election, as Garshab has said, market conditions were not enthusing. But our bouquet of products, diversified markets, helped us to navigate in these choppy waters. The recent budget is very positive for the country, is very positive for the country, very positive for your company, because government has given funds to road, rail, port project, and it is expected to spur the demand for specialty steel product in which your company belongs. The initiative to boost manufacturing and exports are likely to create new growth avenues for the sector. The basic thing, what government has been talking, world is talking, it is a sustainability. And your company is seized of the issue. We are working continuously on the sustainability plan. Government focus on sustainability and green energy is noteworthy. As we move forward, more environmentally friendly production methods, support of green technology, sustainable practices in the budget is a welcome move. Government has given much boost to the solar industry. It has given much boost to the green hydrogen production. It aligns with our commitment to sustainable growth and our efforts to reduce our carbon footprint. The move towards small and modular nuclear reactor by the Government of India is eagerly watched by all the players in the specialty steel business because it encompasses a special steel sector. So, green energy is again the main focus of your company. Your company has already 10 megawatt solar generation agreement helping in reducing carbon footprint. Company is aiming for reduced carbon footprint with every passing year. Waste to green is a new concept company is going to venture. It will be in line with sustainability goal of the country as well as the globe. Our R&D is continuously working on this goal, and as this defense, which has become a backbone of the country, because for the last 2-3 years, government has given much impetus to the defense homegrown production. And to enter into this, company had made a subsidiary, Goodluck Defense and Aerospace. As Gulfstar has already told, we are doing the 155mm shell. So why the need has arisen? Because the standardization has gone all along the globe. Earlier there were many sizes of the shells were being used. But in last 2-3 years, a standardization drive is going on throughout the world, and it is a 155mm shell which will be produced the most. And the geopolitical wars, they are creating a new fear in the countries which were not having any stocks of these ammunition. But with the NATO, with the Russian, with the Cold War looming again, so many countries which were not having ammunition, which were not having many defense forces, are out for purchase. So Indian government of India, earlier it was purchasing very less, but this year they have given a quantity of 2.5 lakh shells to an Indian company. So it means everybody is seized of the issue: Israel, Hamas, Ukraine, China, Taiwan. So everybody is trying to increase its bin size, and this bin size it speaks well for the company, for the product which is likely to come. I hope whatever we will make, it will be consumed in a year from the starting of the production. And at the end, I can only say that as Goodluck, we have always prioritized quality over quantity, and our financial results are a testament to this commitment. We continue to focus on delivering value to our stakeholders through sustainable and responsible business practices. Thank you for your continued support and confidence in Goodluck India. We look forward to building on this movement in the coming quarters. So now we are open for the Q&A session.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask questions may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use headsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Our first question is from the line of Bhavesh Chauhan from India Birla Money. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi, sir. Sir, in light of the volumes that we have done in Q1, first of all, if you could give us what was the growth rate and it seems like growth rate was below 15%. So are we saying that in the next three quarters we'll grow anything to the north of 20%?
Sir, can you repeat the question again, sir?
Sir, first of all, if you could give us the volume growth for Q1 FY25.
Sir, volume growth was 17% as I told you in the beginning. And we have been growing for last 3 years. Every rate of growth was 20% approximately. And conservatively, that is the minimum we will be growing in coming quarters also.
Okay, and sir, with the defense project, preponed kind of, it will come up in 1-2 FY26, as you said, right?
Yes, original plan, commissioning of the plant was, we have been able to negotiate machinery delivery earlier. Machine is likely to come by November this year, and the commissioning will take place sometime in March. And the trial and the production should start in first quarter of 25. However, we are planned in third quarter. So it is very well ahead of schedule.
Okay, so FY26 should see meaningful contribution from defense?
Yes, we are expecting it, meaningful contribution.
Great, great. Sir, we would like more and more color on the products and everything, but I'm sure you would like to give the color later on, as of now. So that's it from me, sir. Thank you and all the best.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Pratik Bhandari from Art Ventures. Please go ahead. Hello, Pratik, sir. The line from Pratik Bhandari.
Hello,
sir. Hello, Pratik.
Am I audible?
Yes, yes, sir.
Yeah, I have a couple of...
You are not audible, sir.
So, hello, the line from the Pratik, sir, has been disconnected, sir. Our next question is from the line of Pradeep Rawat from Yoga Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good morning and thank you for the opportunity. So my first question is regarding our auto tube capex. So what would be the revenue potential for this particular capex and how much revenue can we generate for this year?
Or you are talking for the defense project?
Auto tube.
The total contribution will be 2 quarters only this year. From next year it will be fully ramped up, and we are expecting addition of around 250 crore this year, and the next year we are expecting around 500 crore.
And we have given the growth guidance of 15 to 20% last quarter. Are we assuming this growth in that guidance also, or is it additional?
It is included in that.
Okay. And my next question is regarding the defense and aerospace. So how much are we spending on this capex and how big this particular segment could grow for us?
Basically, this we are spending almost 200 crores on this project, and we are putting up a capacity of almost 1.5 lakh shells per annum, and we expect a maximum revenue of 300 crores out of it. However, future will depend on how the geopolitical condition goes on.
Sure. Thank you. I will join back with you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, a reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask questions. Our next question is from the line of Akash Javeri from Time and Tide Advisor. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir, and thank you for the opportunity. So my first question is, did we see any slowdown in business this quarter because of the elections?
Sir, I can tell you, there our order book was very healthy. There were disruptions. Definitely there were problems because people were instead of business, they were more busy with the elections. To that extent, slowdown was there. As such, there was no slowdown in demand. Of course, there were disruption in it. We are definitely a major part of our sales are in export. And export, there were problems of logistics. Shipping service have been severely curtailed. Container shortage is there. In spite of all this, we have been able to perform better because our diversified product, diversified market, we have been able to nearly achieve our export targets.
Sure, sir. And so the next question is that what is our current total borrowings, and are we expecting this number to increase in the coming period? You know, once our new CAPEX goes live, or are we planning to reduce our debt levels from here on, and are we at the peak of our debt levels?
Our total borrowing right now is almost 608 crores, and we have good cash flows. But however, as you know, this steel industry is capital intensive. As the production goes on, as the turnover increases, then we will be needing some more funds. However, we will try to manage within our available means.
Sure. And so, did I hear correctly that our value-added product contribution was 70% in Q1?
17%, basically, it was in terms of the last year, like year-over-year, last Q1, FY24, in that respect, it was 17% more this quarter, year-over-year.
This we are talking about the value-added products volume?
I am talking of value-added products. In value-added products, suppose it was 100 rupees at that time, so this time it is 117 rupees.
Got it. And so our current value-added product capacity, what would be the utilization of that?
Sir, it is because it's a bouquet of three, four products, so it cannot be generalized. However, capacity-wise, if we are talking of infra, yes, we are almost using 70% to 80%. If we are saying of the automobile tubes, then we are using almost 80-85%. And in our solar capacity, we are using 50-55%.
I would like to add also here, management from the beginning has been always looking for the opportunity where value addition is the only criteria to expand our volumes. We are not after volume. Not without value, we will not go for any production without value addition. And you must have noticed, wherever we have gone, whether it's in defense or precision tube, or for that matter, solar, we are very active in solar. These are all value added segments we are adding. And over a period of time, we want to remain well, our head above the water always. And it helps us in difficult situations.
Definitely, sir. So my next question is, would it be possible to give a breakup of the revenue segments?
Basically, you just send us on the mail and our team will provide.
Sure, sir. And also, would it be possible to give the EBITDA per ton for this quarter?
EBITDA per ton is around 8,350 rupees per ton.
Okay, fine, sir. Thank you so much. I'll come back in the queue if I have any questions. Thank you so much and all the best.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Rakesh from Boring AMCs. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, morning, sir. My first question regarding the defense business, sir. Apart from, sir, 155mm cell, what we are making, other products we are going to make?
Right now, we will... Start with only 155mm shell.
Okay. And any thought process on this, in near future, any new addition in defense business? In next future,
actually, you will appreciate that government has started a positive movement for last 2 years. Rather, I will say last 1 year. So, what will be added, we will come to know only after when government gives the clearances. Right now, we are focusing on this single product. And as the demand arises, then we will think over the same.
Okay. So, many sir, I said missed, sir. So, how much revenue potential we are looking from defense business? 155 mm,
sir? Sir, it's maximum we are anticipating it almost 300 crores, but initially it will be less because it will take time. Production will take time to stabilize.
Okay, right, sir. Sir, regarding, sir, your, just you said, ki, sir, your auto two plant will commission by August 2024, na, sir?
Auto plant has gone. I suppose what you want to know, the the position of the defense plant right now.
No, sir, I'm saying, sir, your auto tube plant, sir.
Auto tube plant will be starting 1st of September.
1st of September, sir. And for FY26, we are expecting nearby 250 CR, and for FY27, we are expecting 500 CR.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Sir, last question, sir. In total, in Q1, sir, how was our value added contribution in whole number, sir?
You are not audible. Can you please speak slowly so that we can understand?
Yeah, I'm saying, sir, in Q1, our value added product contribution is how much, sir?
Value added contribution, I have told, it is comparatively 17% more YOY.
Okay, sir. You said 70% more YOY. In terms of percentage for Q1?
It should be almost 57-58%.
57-58%, sir. Okay, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Pradeep Rawat from U Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity again. So, sir, in your initial remarks, you said that that auto tube would replace seamless pipes. So, in auto usage, so would it be replacing it completely or in some places for auto usage?
This range of product which we are going to make is first of its kind in India, very heavy duty, large diameter pipe, which are now being used only seamless. We will be using the welded pipe for the first time, and there is a very strong demand of this in Europe, America, Latin America and India as well, for construction industry. It cannot completely replace seamless pipe, but in our product range, it will definitely replace.
Yeah, and I missed your EBITDA per ton remark. So what would be the EBITDA per ton now?
EBITDA per ton, as I told you, is around 8,350 rupees a ton, and is likely to look up. We are aiming higher EBITDA margin per ton. The product which we are going to make will definitely have a much higher EBITDA than what our average EBITDA we are getting.
Yeah. What would be the EBITDA margin on the shelf that we are going to produce from defense segment?
It is only an estimation right now because we have not made so far. But I think it will be between 15-25%. It's a range only. Once we make, then we can tell you. Then the numbers will tell.
But it is going to be much higher than our current product range.
Yeah, absolutely. And what was the capex that we did for auto tube capex?
Around 200 crores.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Rohan Patel from Turtle Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Yeah, sir, so for the quarter one, what was our sales in volume?
You are not audible, sir. Please speak loud.
Am I audible? Hello.
Hello.
Now
you're
audible, please speak.
Yeah, so for as of quarter one FY25, what was our sales as per volume terms?
Still voice is not audible. Can you speak aloud, please?
what was our volume, what was our sales in volume terms as per quarter one?
What was?
Our sales volume as...
Sales volume was almost 1,02,000 tons for this first quarter.
And what would be the growth rate in this 1,00,000?
17% growth rate in terms of the YOY last year.
Yeah, and if I, just to make sure, out of this 157 to 15% was value-added products.
Yeah.
Okay, and the capex that we are doing in defense as well as auto tubes, will this enhance our margins from 8%?
You are not audible, actually. Sorry, we are not able to understand your question because your voice is breaking or something. Not able to hear.
So, the capex that we are doing in defense as well as in auto tube, will this increase our margin profile from 8% to somewhere around 10-12%?
Yes, definitely it will increase.
And how much that would be?
So basically, I have told this your auto tube. Once this year, our EBITDA margin in this quarter it is 8.8%, and with the implementation of our larger tire tube project, we will be reaching towards 9.5, 9.7. So it will be moving slowly in each quarter, and results will show. Regarding defense, we have already told that it is a range bound product. We have not made so far, so we cannot say that it will be 15% or 20%, but it will be in the range of 15% to 20%, 25%. And as the production increases in the coming year, say April 25, then it will increase quarter by quarter. But it will be a slow improvement because it will be a blend of the products.
Okay. And just a little bit, you know, a future related question. After we commission the defense plant and achieve optimum capacity, are we willing to invest more into defense?
It will depend on how that product moves, because we have to move slowly. We have to take the baby steps.
Okay, okay. Yeah, this was just from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Hatim Bochwala from JM Mutual Funds. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Hello, am I audible, sir?
Yeah, you are audible. Please.
Sir, one question from my side is that when I look at your EBITDA growth, it is appearing 7% on a YOY basis, and the volume growth is 17%. So what would explain EBITDA growth lower than the volume growth?
Sir, I can explain you. There are definitely margin pressures have come into play.
Our EBITDA is this quarter, it is 8.8%. From where it has come 7%?
No, sir, I am talking about EBITDA growth.
Okay.
YOY growth.
Okay, YOY growth, yes. But it is operational growth, 6.94%. EBITDA growth is 12.39%, sir. Please recheck your figures.
Okay. Okay, so, but still it is lower than the volume growth, right?
Volume growth? Yes, volume growth is, in terms of money, it is 17% and the EBITDA growth is 12.39%. Because the prices have gone down in this quarter, steel prices have gone down.
So, lower prices, I mean, were we not able to offset?
It is definitely offset, but with a time lag.
Okay, so maybe next quarter or next two quarters it should come back. Yeah, okay, sir. That's it from my side.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, a reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask questions. Our next question is from the line of Manan from Walford PMS. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. Am I audible?
Yeah.
Yes. I just had one question. Are we still intact with the guidance for becoming $1 billion revenue by FY27?
Pardon?
Last con call, we mentioned that we are looking to becoming $1 billion revenue by FY27.
Yes, definitely.
No, FY27, it was 3 to 4 year target, and the roadmap is ready. Stage by stage, we'll keep on implementing it and execute. FY27, I don't say right now. No, it depends on the condition, but we are already progressing, and everything is on the drawing board. But once these two plants are commissioned, I can say that we are working on a very innovative project as of now, which we are not able to announce today, but very soon we will announce it.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much. That's it from my side.
As my CEO has told, on a sustainable energy basis, we are going ahead. And the project for that trial production has gone. We have already made an agreement with a U.S. scientist to make research and development. I cannot announce that project today because of some legal limitations, but very soon we'll come out.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
We'll exceed the target, not by 27, maybe by 28.
Okay, sir. Thank you, sir. That's it from my side.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Pratik Bhandari from Art Ventures. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, hi sir, thanks for the opportunity. Just wanted to understand as to what is the capacity of the recently commissioned plant, that auto plant that you have commissioned in the first quarter?
50,000. We are commissioning a plant of 50,000 in capacity. Right now the capacity is 80,000, and with this expansion it will become 130,000.
All right. So that means that the total manufacturing capacity goes up by 50,000.
Yeah.
So it would be 4,62,000 now?
Yes, it will be nearly 4,50,000.
All right. Also, you stated that this has come up with an outlay of approximately 200 crores, right?
Yes.
Where it is expected to take the revenues from the existing revenues, the potential upside?
Right now, our revenue is 3,527, the 31st March 24. And this year we are likely to take it almost 4,100 crores. And in the next quarter, in the next year, we will be taking it to 4,800, where it's all four quarters will come. This year it will be only two quarters, say 250 crores. And in the next year it will be 500 crores.
From this auto tube plant?
From this tube plant.
Yeah. And also, sir, wanted to understand as to where are we in terms of, this hydraulic tubes plant, specialized hydraulic tubes plant, which was supposed
what
to...
What the plant is?
Sorry?
We are talking about hydraulic plant only, sir. This is the hydraulic tube plant, which we are talking, it is large diameter tube, pipe or precision tube, whatever we call, it is the same one which we are talking.
Okay. All right. All right, sir. And... I wanted to understand from the defense perspective, you mentioned that you were expecting an early delivery of the machine.
Yes, actually it was earlier when we had contracted, then it had to come in the first quarter. But now it is coming from in the last quarter of this year. Basically, it is likely to come by the November, December and will be commissioned in the fourth quarter of this financial year. And... machine should, in all probability, it should start from the first quarter of the new year, new financial year.
All right. Thanks. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Rakesh from Boring AMCs. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Sir, I have one last question, sir. Sir, how much is our realization in Q1 FY25 compared to Q1 FY24?
In terms of, we have already told, Garshav has already told that the EBITDA per ton, it has increased to 8,350, whereas in earlier, it was almost 7,800. So it has increased by 500 rupees. Not able to, not audible, sir. You please speak slowly.
Saying, sir, regarding, sir, realization per ton.
Sir, I'm telling you the same thing.
We have produced the operating margin for the mixed product mix. Each product has a different margin. Procurement will have a different margin. Solar will have a different margin. Cooling will have a different margin. Structure will have a different margin. We have told you operating margin, that is EBITDA per ton. Average we are getting.
Okay. So thank you, sir.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, a reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask question. Our next question is from the line of Arjun Agrawal, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, I want to know that what is the traction that we are receiving regarding solar fixtures and tubes? Because as some of the manufacturers are setting up their own plants, so can you put up some light on that? What kind of traction we are witnessing?
In the solar sector, we are not only supplying the solar tubes. We are in the total hardware, what is required in the solar structures. We are making C-sections as well. So the traction, many companies may be installing these tube mills. So tube mills are available in previous time also. But it is the technique and it is the concept of the tube what we have introduced. We have introduced a penta tube, which nobody other than us have introduced so far. And our R&D team is working where we will be putting some more innovations, more research in our product, and it will take us as far as our competitors.
Sir, will it be possible to let me know that what kind of growth we have achieved in this sector? Means if there's some numbers available with you right now?
First solar, into the last quarter, year over year, there is a good growth, but we cannot quantify it right now. You just send us the mail and we will let you know.
Surely, sir. So next thing, I just want to know your views regarding the China plus one scenario that we are facing. So what kind of traction our company is witnessing from the industry?
This China plus one is already doing wonders to Indian industry, Indian manufacturing, infrastructure development. We have not replaced China, but we have, in addition to China, we have become a relevant player. In all the product segments, whether it is manufacturing, whether it is infrastructure, and everywhere. This is what is adding with government support, liberal support of finances. We hope within 2-3 years, the whole landscape of India will change. And we are fortunate to be present with full strength in the development journey of India.
Thank you, sir. Sir, just one more question. Sir, regarding in your opening remarks, you have mentioned about the nuclear applications. So, sir, do we have any certification or what kind of certification are required to participate in nuclear industry, if you can help with that?
Pardon? In nuclear?
Yes, sir. Are there any certifications?
In nuclear, we are working with NPCIL, but we are giving them the passive infrastructure, like we are giving them the substations required for same. We supply them the flanges in their plant. In plant, what they require, we supply to L&T nuclear. So when the nuclear plants will come, the supply requirement will be more, and we will be supplying more parts to like L&T Defense, NPCIL, or many more companies, because small reactors government is planning in this budget. So it is to be seen how the demand comes.
So, sir, are there any certifications required?
No, for our product, we have whatever the necessary certificates are required, we already have.
Okay, okay. Okay, sir. So just one last question. Thank you for all the answers. But just one last question, sir. Sir, individually, I have worked in a defense sector earlier. So I just want to know that you are going with just one product right now. So being the machines that you have ordered, so what kind of product you are envisaging in future? In future means what kind of product range you will be entering?
Basically, the machine which we have produced, it will be majorly for the shell formation. And if any other demand comes similar to the product, that we can also manufacture on the same machine. Maybe there may be some additions, some modulations are required. That we will see when the demand comes.
Okay, thank you, sir. I'll get back in the queue. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Ashish, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
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 Yes, sir. Sir, you are audible, sir. The line from Ashish sir has been disconnected. Our next question is from the line of Pratik Bhandari from Art Ventures. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the opportunity. On the defense and aerospace side, I wanted to understand as to who would be the peers we would be competing with.
So right now, Government of India is also making. So there is no, because this is a very restricted field where the private players were not there so far. But Baba Kalyani is also making right now. And there may be many others, which I may not know. But yes, Government of India and Baba Kalyani, they are definitely making.
Sir, I can add here, there is plenty of space for everybody to grow. Supply is limited. Demand is more. So there is no question of competition. Everybody will survive. Only thing is the quality and commitment will play a part. And there we have a strength over others.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Deepak Pandey from Agrawal Family Office. Please go ahead.
Yes, please. Thank you for the opportunity. Am I audible?
Yeah, yeah, you are audible.
Sir, just a follow-up on the defense vertical. How many shells are getting developed right now in India?
Sir, I don't have an exact figure, but I understand in Government of India capacity, I don't know, because it is not a public data. But Baba Kalyani, how much capacity he has, I don't know, but they are producing more than 1.5 lakhs. That much I know only. But not a authoritative data I have.
No
whatever
problem, sir.
Sir, whatever is being produced is not meeting the total requirement, which is running around.
Understood, sir. And sir, out of the 1.5 lakh shell capacity that we are putting up, what utilization do we see in FY26?
We look forward that minimum in first year, 50 to 60% capacity utilization should be there, because in the starting, machine takes time, everything, products takes time in stabilization. But in near future, I hope the full capacity will be utilized, because demand is not only in India, demand is overseas as well.
Understood, sir. And when do we see the orders flowing in for this shell capacity?
So once the product is out, then only the actual orders will come. Till that time, the people will only be talking.
Understood, sir. And the prototypes will be developed next year only after March, April?
Yes, definitely in March, April. Once the machine is erection, then our prototype will come out.
Understood, sir. That's all. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Manan from Walford PMS. Please go ahead.
Thank you so much for the follow-up question. I just wanted to understand the 155 mm concern that we are going to make. Do we require any sort of testing done or something, like some sort of, you know, regulation required to pass to, you know, make these things? Is there something like that, some requirements needed?
Sir, I could not understand what requirements you are talking.
No, so like, do we have to qualify to make this, or are we already qualified or something like that? Is there some qualification required to manufacture this?
We need an offset license for which we have already applied and which we'll get.
Okay, okay. And I also wanted to know, by FY26, how much market share we might be able to, you know, take with 1.5 lakh shells that we are going to make.
What I say, because this is a totally new product, it is not a market product which is sold in the market. So once the product comes out, once the prototypes are approved, then we will be able to give the exact guidance of the same. So it will take few months before we can give you the guidance for the next year revenues.
Okay, thank you. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Arjun Agrawal, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Okay, sir. Thank you. Thank you, sir. I'll get back to the queue.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Pradeep Rawat from Yoga Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity again. So, what is the life of a 155 mm share?
What is the life? Because it is only, it is only 5 months. So there is no question of length. Once it is fired, it is over. It is not a reusable shell. We are only making the shell.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Arjun Agrawal, an individual investor.
Sir, can you just please throw a light on this, on the defense exports, like how Indian government is helping, because it's a restricted item, so our shells to whichever country we will be supplying. So how Indian government is helping to with the to increase the defense exports?
Government is not putting any restrictions. We will be making the shell. We are not making the arms. And we'll be supplying to the arm exporters in India, who will do the filling and supplying to overseas market, to NATO countries and some other countries also.
Wherever government allows, as per the government policy, because they are the suppliers who have to take mandate from the government. We are only a hardware manufacturer.
Okay, so just if you can just name a two, means I just want to know that who will be our customers, at whom we will be supplying this product, means envisaging.
Sir, I can tell you it will be difficult to name the customer on this public platform, number one. Number two,
okay.
As per the present indications, the demand is huge. Demand is huge. People are waiting only for the product to come out and place order on us.
Okay, sir. Well taken. Okay, sir. That will be from my side. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for the day. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Ram Agarwal. Thank you and over to you.
Thanks, everybody. I thank all of you for taking your time out to attend the earnings conference call of Goodluck. If in case you have further questions, please feel free to reach out to our investor relations team. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Goodluck India Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines.